opportunity to review the minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the minutes as presented.
Yes, sir.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
Cattle guard down in Paradise, it was put the stairs in yesterday, so I would guess they're pretty well getting that done. They probably got to pour some cement yet on the ends. But
who was doing that, Bruce?
Ben.
Okay.
Then the rocks up Skyline, they're getting a lot of them hauled off. Still working on lots of rocks hauled off. So. Have you guys get anything from the Forest Service to where they would let us go on there, so if we get the BLM use?
No, when I talked to that engineer, he said he would talk to Rob, and I'd asked Real Verde to resend him the paper we used for doing that, because they were supposedly still concerned that the rocks would not be used for a public benefit. And I told him I thought we had that resolved, and he said he'd have further discussion. And whether he has or not, I don't know. I haven't heard anything beyond that.
Tom and I talked with Rob this morning.
Oh, okay.
To see if there's some way we could get around whatever roadblock they have with that. Tom, do you want to fill us all in on?
So Rob's starting to, I'd say, think about it more positively. He's got some ideas he wants to get together and discuss, and some of them were maybe a little bit of a trade so they get something for their asset. And his idea was to fix the potholes on the upper boat dock road. And I was thinking with the emulsion machine, that wouldn't be a big deal for you guys. I don't know how you feel about that. If
we can get rid of the rocks.
That's what I thought. Is if we could spend a day or two fixing the potholes and they give us the rocks, it's a win-win for the public.
If they, not forever.
No, just one time,
yeah.
One go.
I'm good with it.
But that's really preliminary at this point.
Yeah, that was just a thought off the top of his head. So.
And there's been some other thoughts. So he's starting to open up to the whole conversation. I would say just let's be patient, let him continue, and I'll keep working on him day by day. And we
still got a few BLM rocks. So.
I think midsummer we can, with any luck, we can have him talked into it.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. You know how that is.
Yeah, of course. Did you guys ever come up with anything on Mathis Lane, like it's that BLM?
Well, Mike did a lot of the on-the-ground stuff, and I'm sure he'll talk about that. You want to talk about
the ground cover?
Yeah, Sand Springs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had forwarded some stuff to Joel, too, but I had a meeting with the BLM about that specific road that meets all the requirements for a county road, but they don't have any paperwork on it. And they said that the only way to acquire a permit to them is either a FLTMA easement or basically suing them and taking them to court. I talked with Tracy and Bill, and they sent me it's called the Nine Plan. It's a sage grouse amendment, and it talks about, right at the very front of it says to not issue right-of-ways or SUAs to counties on energy development roads unless for temporary use consistent with all other terms and conditions included in this document. So anywhere we're in the core area, that is right now what position they take, even though it's not an energy road. My argument was that we don't really want to approve the road, we just want to maintain the legitimacy that it's a county road and that seasonal closures. I think on all of the actions except for the no action plan, there is a small segment of it that is supposed to be closed. And I think it's basically just because it's parallel with another road. When you take the record county road map and overlay it, I think in options C and D, it's open. And then option B, it's a seasonal closure. So at this point, I don't know how we want to move forward on I mean, I presented all the documentation that East County Road from 33 Skyler? 1933?
Yes, I think that's right.
And the same with the Mayo alignment that goes south to the state section. So those are the only two roads in that area that me and Skyler comply. So.
Yeah, all the other roads have been overlaid with a newer county road.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
I can add a little bit to that. After Mike was in BLM, I talked to Caleb, and he basically told me the same thing. Their direction from Interior, still for the last administration, is do not acknowledge any RS-2477 roads without litigation. After that, I did happen to make connection with Tim Williams in D.C., who is Deputy Undersecretary for External Affairs. He reports directly to the Secretary. And he mentioned to me he had a big delegation of Utah commissioners in his office the day before on this very issue. He's been hearing from Colorado counties on this same issue, and they have been discussing, given BLM new direction on RS-2477, that would basically direct BLM to recognize legitimate claims. He said he's working on it. I do have a meeting, was already scheduled with him on Thursday in Cheyenne concerning Department of Interior reorganization, and he said he would try and have me an answer by then on what is their plan for giving BLM new direction on RS-2477. So hopefully I'll learn something.
Yeah, I hope there. So, for heaven's sakes.
So okay. That's where that sits. I would be hesitant to even accept a FLTMA easement with restrictions at this time, because
right.
All the facts are on our side. The law is on our side. And Caleb's hands are tied.
Right.
And he understands our situation. Right. He said, you know, I wouldn't blame you at all for suing us.
Right.
But that takes time. It takes money and for both sides.
Maybe
to do that,
change,
and if that can change and resolve that without it, well, it's certainly worth trying. So that's where we're at on this.
Well, and accepting a FLTMA easement on any of those would be the wrong thing to do when we've got a legitimate
RS-2477
on it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So following that line, I mean, some of these roads that have an RS-2477, we've gone through and had small relocations. Is it possible to get those converted to an RS-2477 so that we're back whole again?
I think that would be open for discussion based on this new direction when it comes, if it comes. And I was told the last time I was in D.C. that at that time the same person said, when I brought up RS-2477, his message to me was, I can't talk about it right now, but you're going to like what you hear. So we'll see. Time will tell, I guess.
Okay. On the McDougal Gap Road, I don't know if you're all up to date on that, but last week they moved CAT up there, and they started in, and the first day they got 3 miles approximately. And then the second day I went up, I didn't see nothing going on, but according to Joe, they got pretty near through there. So
Don Craner told me at breakfast this morning, they sounded like they might finish opening that today. They're okay. Over the top and going down the other side. So,
so where's the Porcupine Slide from?
It must be, once you get to the Grays River, it would be back towards Alpine.
Okay.
And that's the reason to get in there was that right. Guy can't get out. He can't get on through to Alpine.
Right.
So he's going to be coming back out over McDougal. He's flying in supplies now, supposedly. But if that thing's backing up the lake, they need to make a hole in it and start draining it as fast as they can, or it's going to get bigger.
Well, there's no and worse.
Snowmelt had to start for that.
Yeah. Blast a hole in with something. I don't know if they need to do something.
They need a blaster.
Yeah, well, they
got their own blaster.
Do we know anybody?
Not anybody any good. That's the thing. You're going to need a good guy for that one.
It's always Burley.
Oh, Bertie knows it. Let me tell you that. I know that. Okay, what about the cracked seals?
Okay.
And chip seals.
I sent out, yeah. If you don't have a copy, I've got one for you. So yes. Yep.
It's for the purpose of
discussion this morning, so
busy.
We can decide where we want to go with this year's.
I got it.
That's okay. Well, I could use one.
This is a list as a result of the tour that Rich and I took this spring. And based on these roads, the second page is the estimate.
Is this this is chip and crack if it needs it, right?
Yes.
Paint also.
And paint. Gotcha.
And this paints the industrial site road, which we were unable to do last fall because it got too cold.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of cracks. Yeah. And you remember, Joe, we went on that tour down there on Calpet. There was a few of them big cracks.
Yeah, I remember that.
He tried a different oil on them and sealed them right up. They're
really?
Still good. Yeah,
they're good.
Something.
Like a gooey oil.
It's called the Pass Oil.
Yeah, it's called Pass Oil, and it is more expensive, but we tried it, and we'll keep monitoring it. We may use it some more in places where
it's really
working
nice.
Pretty good. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So it must have a little bit of elasticity where
a little more.
Okay.
Good.
So my question, Mr. Chairman, is the Noble Road. What's your thoughts there? It's dirt, ain't it?
No, it's the first.
Oh, just the first.
Post office.
Yeah. To the post office.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just past the post office.
I was thinking
there.
The whole post. Okay.
We just keep it up because it is to the post office.
I think I know two families that would be thrilled about who go and clear
the
air.
Well, that's what I was thinking had it, yeah.
I doubt if I know one that wouldn't be.
Well, yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Nine.
I should have figured that out,
yeah,
and I didn't see that.
That's another copy there.
Yeah.
HK's been doing a lot of this chip seal, crack seal, and they do a pretty good job. They even came back and did some.
Oh, you
we had a problem with.
Who did?
HK.
Oh.
Okay, you've given us the sheet that these are all roads that you feel need to be worked on at some point in time. Now, do you have, you didn't list these in order of priority?
No. But
okay.
But if, no. we would be able to do that if there's a number that the commissioners would prefer.
That's the
estimate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to keep it up.
At this point in time, we have budgeted for this. So
in entirety.
Yeah, for all those projects.
Oh,
yeah.
For all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then next year we'll have like a different list of.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of keeps what's needed. We was scheduling it by time,
mm-hmm.
and some of them was holding up better than others, so we didn't need to do them, so we quit the time thing and went as needed.
Okay.
Which seems like a better deal.
Yep. And did you say this bid has been let out yet?
No, or this is an estimate.
Approval here.
And then that's a good
manuals
idea. That's always a good idea. Okay. Excellent.
When would the work be done?
Probably the last time they did it was in July. Crack seal would be in July and probably the balance in August.
Would they paint later also?
Probably that's right. They'll paint after the cracks, the chip seal, so that we get all the roads. They'll come in and paint everything at one time, so yes.
So this will be paid for out of the new budget anyway.
Yeah,
so we can
sure we got the money.
We can budget it again this round.
And I guess my concern is that we're in charge of budgeting the money.
Yeah.
Not in charge of figuring out which roads we're gonna do.
Correct.
That goes
that's
to
these
Butch,
guys.
Butch and the team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy, you had a comment?
Yeah, Andy. I was just gonna ask Mark and Butch. What about any of you gonna have parking lots? So we get one.
The parking lots, we'll do a fog seal on all the parking lots.
Okay, was it in?
That'll be in here, and I think we're getting areas now, and it may be a little more, but I think I'm pretty conservative on the numbers.
Oh, okay. That's all. I was just going to make sure.
Because we got the golf course, too.
Yep.
Okay.
You looking for a motion?
We really don't need to do a motion yet. We can just give them the okay if you're all right with it.
I'm fine.
And then we'll make a motion when we accept the bid.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Mark, you got anything else?
I gave you all a sheet on the rocks. I'm getting numbers from Corey this morning, and I'll get them to Billy so he can get them to BLM so everything works right. But, this is what's been taken out year to date, and this is where they're going. The bottom is where all the rocks are going from the contractors that are taking. And it's all for stream bank stabilization. That's the only thing that makes sense with these rocks. But.
Are there just the two? I thought there were more than the two companies.
For this year, right?
Now.
That's just from the beginning
to date,
of the year till now.
From the beginning of the year. Okay, I got you.
There now, may be more later.
Yeah. And you know, we're starting to see the BLM area cleaned up, so it's, you know, that may be opportune if we can get something to kick loose with the Forest Service. But, and you always ask about money. Right now, we're behind on money, but I think, you know, Cody's taking quite a few more. I don't have the number for Bennett yet, and they're taking quite a few, so... and teletractors, I think once we get the contractor set up, there isn't much of our time needed, and I think we'll catch up, but right now we're behind.
Okay. Tom, you have a comment?
If you would emphasize something for me is legal weight, because that's only a 3.5-inch mat on Skyline, and the weight alone will as many loads as we're hauling out there.
Yeah.
So if you'll emphasize that, I know we can't control that. That's a highway department, but
nope, take care of that.
Legal loads.
Butch talked about Paradise. It's moving along. They won't move. They're working on the North Cattleyard, which they poured first, and then they'll move to the south.
Once they set the sills, they'll have to like cement them in, right?
Yes. And that's what they're doing this week is digging out behind the sills so they can compact that coming up.
Okay.
Mark, is there any way you could get this information on the rocks, where they're being used and what they're being used for to Rob Holscher?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just get that to Rob.
Sure.
The big hurdle with them is they're so afraid that somebody's going to make a profit off of something that come off the Forest Service. So if you can get the information to them, you know, we tried to explain to them, boy, BLM doesn't have a problem with this, and it's working real well, and this is what we have. But if there's something you can give them, they have in their hand.
I think any time you're talking stream stabilization, you're doing some public good, I guess.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You're enhancing fisheries for the whole community and erosion issues.
So if you can get that information to Rob, that would be great.
What do you got?
Did you guys find anything out on Barbaro? Contact info?
Yes.
You did?
I wrote Mr. Barbaro a short note, and then after getting the note, he did give me a phone call.
Okay.
And he is not interested in participating.
We did get some contact info for Corey Barbaro. Went right to the source.
Yep. Yeah. Got the mail and address and did it the old-fashioned way.
Disappointing, yeah.
Yeah, I sent him a handwritten note.
Have you guys talked to Matt about his discussion with Eccles ranch manager?
Don't know that we have.
No.
I did, and I spoke to the ranch manager
after that
about this. And he just kept leaning towards, through Mr. Eccles, mm-hmm. that it was a license, mm-hmm. not an easement.
Yeah.
So that really kind of...
Yeah, my impression from my discussion with Matt was that Matt was not real happy with the conversation.
Yeah, I think we'll just let this and simmer.
Commissioner Rawhauser, as long as we're there, is there anything we need to talk about?
Oh, I don't believe so.
Okay.
At this point.
Very good. Commissioner Bowden.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if it's worth any more discussion or not, but there is a number out there for the board feet of timber that's being proposed for the LaBarge Creek project. And it appears that if this issue is dead on getting a road where we need it on the LaBarge Creek Road, do we want to restart rediscussion of the road, the Sheep Creek route, which would go around that? And that would solve that part of the problem. It wouldn't solve that little piece of 20 feet or whatever it is on Barbaro's.
I think we don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. So what it could mean, and I don't know if we want to have this discussion with the Forest Service, could they designate some dollars from a timber project that could be used, with, we could use good neighbor authority then as a county to contract to build a road around a creek. Butch has looked at it. It's not a, you know, it would cost some money, but it may be our only way if we want in the end to have public access and be able to get that timber out of there. It's probably our only option.
Is the Forest Service willing to let you do that on their easement?
Well, the Forest Service has an easement from BLM for that piece of road. And,
borders the wilderness study, too.
Well, it's not in the wilderness study.
It borders it.
Well, but that... I was told pretty adamantly it's not in the WSA and it's not an issue that way.
Butch, can you explain to me, after taking the tour, where that would begin?
About a mile before Harold's.
Okay. All right. So
that road that turned off
because
went up that draw.
I keep thinking of all those steep hills, but if you talk
it's
about
it's a big long draw.
Big long draw.
And then
it's
got some switchbacks once you get
sure.
up there.
Okay.
I've drove up there a few times. It's still dry, but it just needs like widened out. It's just too dry.
Okay.
So is that road going to go south end? It's not going to go...
It's going to go north.
Go north and west.
It goes north and then loops back and goes on to the forest.
Okay.
North of where the...
But it bypasses the LaBarge Creek Road.
Yeah. There is kind of a road on the south in Lincoln County that goes out around there and comes back in at Indian Creek or whatever it's called.
So we explored this 6-7 years ago, that Sheep Creek Road. Didn't we decide that those switchbacks would just not be a safe thing for logging trucks?
Well, I guess it depends how bad you widen them out. How much the Forest Service lets you do if they want to cut the corners and stuff. Yeah. You make it.
Seemed like it would have been pretty pricey.
Best way is right up the barge creek.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, you want me to tell them what I told you about?
Sure.
All right. Well, Bob told me that he hasn't got no paperwork on that. And Max says he has. So he said, I've got nothing to sign. I said, well, I'll find out today. Which is
Matt's
today.
Going to be here when, is Matt coming somewhere in time today?
Yeah.
We'll ask Matt. I thought, yes, I thought that the letter that was sent, was there a copy of an easement put in with the letter?
No.
That was a general, not...
No, but you guys hand-delivered easement paperwork to him a while ago.
Yes, we did.
Before we sent the last certified letter.
Sure.
So.
But we can get that to him.
He's already got it.
He's already got it.
Well, yeah.
You didn't take it back or no?
Mm.
Well, that's just what he told me.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's all I know what to tell you.
Carry on.
So
is that it?
Mr. Chairman, do you feel that we should continue looking at the Sheep Creek Road just to familiarize ourselves with it? And
why don't you become familiar
sure.
with it?
Because the snow's gone, so we can go with Butch and then we'll get stuck.
I think, you know, just pick the day that you've got the best chance of being stuck and go.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mac, my suggestion would be to sit down with the Kimmer District Ranger, Forest Supervisor, and Caleb Piner in the BLM field office and talk about that route and see if the amount of timber, if that somehow justifies Forest Service putting money into that road.
Okay.
And I did learn from Rich Stem that the, and I don't know if I brought this up the last meeting or not, that the new farm bill specifically identifies or defines good neighbor authority as being able to apply to counties and roads. So if the Forest Service, similar to the way the state forestry uses good neighbor authority to manage the trees on the forest can fund counties and they can use good neighbor authority to do work on roads on the forest.
I'll start that conversation tomorrow with Caleb.
And if I remember right, 6 years ago when we explored this, we finally figured out, or decided that it was just cost prohibitive.
The cost was what?
Was just...
Quit talking about it.
Yeah, we just quit.
But we never really approached the federal agencies to get them to pay for it.
No, we sure did.
We were talking about doing it
ourselves. It was us fitting the bill.
Okay.
Does it solve the question of public access further down the barge creek?
Well, it does, absolutely.
Goes around it? Goes back into it?
Sure. Yep.
Yep, towards Thompson Pass.
All right, very good. As you wish, Commissioner Rawhauser.
Be careful what you wish for.
I got the day off.
Oh, good.
I'll be ready.
Glad to hear it. All right, thanks, gentlemen.
Take a shovel.
Appreciate it.
You're pursuing that.
We get most good extra.
Billy, come on up.
Extra food.
The Pinedale Free Dump Day is going to be the 19th. That's the community pickup day. Kind of works out good because that's one of the free days at the Big Piney. So the whole county will have at least one day of free dumping.
I'll get my tires out.
Right? Piney's doing 4 days. And it's the 16th through the weekend there.
And you can bring anything?
In Piney, yeah. Here we put some kind of restrictions just mainly because the last 2 years, from what I understand, Pinedale's just really slammed. So we'll take, so on the on the flyer. I haven't got the flyer yet. They haven't sent me one. We did put let, you know, like the limit, you know, no oil, no tires, no refrigerators here because we have to haul. But they can all take that to Piney and it'll be free. But the main reason why we did it here is just because last year they have to try to, they just got bombarded and they couldn't. So they couldn't, all the containers, and it was really a mess for Ryan. So we're just trying to, because it is very, like last year they, I was looking at the thing, you know, they had well over 100 people, you know, with trailers and everything dumping up here. Piney, it's, you know, we're just better equipped to handle all that over there. So that's what we got there. So that'll be the 19th and find out. Brian Gray's here. He called me yesterday. He's asking that the Catholic Church is tearing down a building, and he was asking if you guys would waive the dump fee for the construction material. I told him that it would have to be hauled to Piney because we have to pay to have it hauled down there. I think that's what he was planning anyway.
That was our plan. We had actually talked to M&M about hauling it down there anyway. So.
Okay. So what is this? Good waste demolition stuff?
Yeah, it'd be, you just tear down a house, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a 1,500 square foot small house next to the church that we're...
It's the old Beam and Fish house.
Yeah, oh, okay.
We tried to get it moved, but all the movers said it's not in a condition they can move it easy enough, so...
Gotcha.
We got to just take
just
it down.
Just got to take it down. Going to expand the church?
Yeah, we're trying to add to an addition onto the one side, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm in accordance with that, gentlemen, if you are.
No worries.
Yes, I'm okay with it.
I don't have a problem with it.
Alrighty.
Thanks.
Other than that, I don't know if you want to talk about the... I sent an email out about the carcasses.
Yeah.
I recommend we don't take them.
Absolutely.
And Doc talked about it and stuff. Because we have the same issues with disease and everything.
Have you talked with Paul since he...
I told him... Well, I forwarded his email to all of us, and then I said I'd get back to him, and I was waiting to see what came out of this discussion. I'll be glad to get back to him and tell him that we're not taking them out of county carcasses in our landfill.
Yeah, chronic wasting disease in our landfill. Yeah,
well, any out of county carcasses.
Right. But still, oh geez, yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
The one issue, I think, in talking to the Game and Fish this morning is they're not as worried about CWD as they are about overwhelming our landfill with out-of-county carcasses because other counties don't want any carcasses.
No.
They've got an option in... At the transfer station, which I did not learn from Paul, I learned it from John Lund, they've had some discussion with Game and Fish about putting an incinerator in at their transfer station. Mm-hmm. And that's fairly expensive, and they'd rather bring us the carcasses than have to incinerate them there. But if, you know, if I guess my attitude a little bit, if other counties don't want their own carcasses, why should we take them?
Exactly. And that goes back to the Mud Lake comment that Mud Lake
would not take
them with their garbage.
And they contract with them for all their garbage.
For everything, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so, there are some studies out there that indicate there is a possibility of environmental contamination. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's something we want to get into. We have to take care of what's in wildlife in our own county, but I don't think we need to put ourselves at risk by doing that.
Yeah.
With your permission, I'll email Paul and tell him what we discussed.
Please do.
Okay.
Other than that, we're just carrying on. Okay. Everything's running good. Doing some seeding, getting some vegetation, trying to get some of that where we're up to par, and everything's good.
Terrific. Anything for Billy, gentlemen?
Nope.
Okay.
One more comment. Make sure his permit is modification is done, the last internal review, and they're making those modifications, and it should go to DEQ the end of this week for their review before we finalize everything. So.
Okay, good. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
See you guys.
Thank you.
See you.
Talk to you later, Bill.
We'll see you on the 19th for free dump day.
Yeah.
Maybe the 16th, 17th.
Yeah. Mary, do you have a little business for us?
I do, but, you know, these folks may be...
Are you here to talk to us?
We are, Andy, but...
You guys are early.
Yeah, we're early.
Yeah, that's we're 10:30.
Oh, you're the 10th. Well, let's take you now.
Heck. Is your whole group here?
Well, we've got more.
Okay, because we will have somebody before you. So
that's fine.
It'll probably be close to 10:30 before we get to you then.
That's fine.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
I got some business. So.
Yeah, come on out.
Okay. I received a letter from Barney Schneider about the Doyle property and Hay and the property.
The
same proposal that we've had forever.
That was last year.
Same as last year, yeah.
Okay.
And we did advertise last year. We got no response to the advertisement. And by the time we do the advertisement and everything else, we're just basically washing the taxes because the money that we receive pays the taxes.
Right.
If you recall, we don't have a municipal use going on that 40 acres, we're raising hay.
Right.
And so we pay ag rates as opposed to paying really high rates, but at least we have an ag, we've got 9.5%, so.
Continue with the current lease.
Yeah.
So,
we'll need
you're
a,
okay?
We'll need a
motion.
Let's have a motion on that.
I make a motion we continue with the current lease that we already have.
Second. Has been moved and seconded that we continue with the lease with Barney Schneider for paying of the Doyle property.
You have that there, Mary.
Further discussion. I'll let Joel read that before we vote.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I received a packet of stuff from John Zebri, who is a trustee for the Colorado River Water Users Association. I didn't make copies for all you guys, but if anybody's interested in this or wants a copy of it,
I would like one.
Okay. Take a look at it and then give it back to me and I'll copy it.
Did you peruse it?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't care.
Kind of figured.
Yeah.
I don't care about water.
Yeah, no
I drink it and take a bath.
That's what
happens.
I don't care.
No.
So.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and carry on?
Okay.
They can do whatever they want
yeah.
with that. They can get a copy
we'll
of
watch
it.
You we'll watch you look. Okay. Then I have a request from the Boulder store for a catering permit for this Saturday, May 5th, for the Pinedale Fine Arts Council Kentucky Derby event at the fairgrounds. And...
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the catering permit for the, what is it, Boulder Store?
Yep.
Yeah. For the PFAC fundraiser, May 5th. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then I received an email from one of our scholarship kids, who is an ongoing kid. Her name is Kira Jones, and she has been called on a mission, and has asked for her scholarship to be deferred because she won't return until November of 2019. So we've done this before. We've got one kid that's doing the same thing right now that we've deferred. We have another that deferred and is back going to school. So these are the ongoing kids as opposed to the beginning freshmen. And it's not that big a deal to defer it for her. So anyway, I just wanted your approval to do that, not doing it all on my own. So,
okay. Do you want a motion?
No, we don't need anything.
We've done it for others.
Yeah, done it for others. Yeah. Just to make you aware. Okay.
Go ahead, Mac. You had a question.
This will be one of the discs that will be about this tall when you walk out of your office.
Yeah.
At the end of your tenure, for the new person to be able to plug this in and say, "Oh, I see."
Because there will be.
You know, and this will be a nightmare. This is a nightmare because I have tried to figure out how to do this more efficiently, and I can't get it figured out because it's a lot of hands-on. It's a lot of, you know, little notes here and there kind of thing. I have made these deferral kids promise me that they will keep track on their end because I've told them I'm walking out of here the end of December and I want them to be treated fairly. So you need to be in contact with me. I will advocate for you after that if something happens, but it's going to take a little bit of a switch over for the new person because like you said, I don't know how to do it better. I've been trying to figure it out, and I don't know how to do it better, but it is time-consuming.
Would it make any sense to send them a letter stating where we're at and what happened, and then they present
that
to us?
I do that already.
You'll be gone.
But I've emailed them. I email them afterwards and say this is...
Yeah. Keep that.
Yeah.
And what they will need to do is before budget next year, they are going to need to contact the new clerk and say, this is when I am going to be back. If it's in within the following budget year, they need to do it before budget talks next year, a year from now.
Right.
So I guess if you send them that letter and they're aware of it, it's up to them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's you can't do everything for them. Right.
We only ran into one issue with one person in the past. We've done this multiple times, but we've run into one issue with one person that just didn't keep it on their radar.
Well, yeah.
They just showed up and said, "Here I am."
Yeah. And that's the issue, is that if you don't have the money budgeted, and that's not that big a deal either, but it's just a matter of keeping it all organized. But it's...
Welcome to the real world.
The file's this thick. I don't know what to do.
It's part of adulthood.
It is. It's adulting, for sure.
It is.
But, they have to keep in touch and, you know, with that kind of thing. And I've told, and I will tell this one as well, is just... Make sure. Yeah. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to email.
Yeah.
You have to be assertive. You can't sit back and think it's happening. You got to be on the front.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Okay.
And I think, let me look and see if I've got something else written down. I don't think so. I think the rest of mine is later. Because I have a dog and pony for you at 2 o'clock.
Oh, goody.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Let's take a brief break and we'll reconvene here in 10 minutes.
Yep. Robin, do you have